Proclamation number 4931 of 11th of July, 1950. God's Word Undeserved Grace. The transmission of the divine word to earth in the last days before the end is an undeserved grace. For during this time people are so distant from God that they would never ask for it of their own accord and also make no preparation to shape themselves in such a way that they could hear God's voice. But if God does not want to come to people's aid in an extraordinary way, even the few people who strive towards him would be in danger of sinking into the abyss because the prince of hell has great power and people too little strength to resist. God counters his great power, which people themselves grant him through their attitude, with his grace. So that it is not made impossible for people to escape the power that wants to overthrow them. God's grace, then, is an undeserved gift, an aid of immense value, which God gives to people even though they do not ask him for it in prayer. But the best rule of this grace is not connected with any compulsion to accept it. It is such a certain means to reach the aim on earth which God has set for the human being, but he is completely free to use it. It is a gift that does not oblige to accept it. It comes directly from God to the human being, yet whether he acknowledges it as God's mission is left up to his will. And therefore it cannot sound to people in such a way that it must be unmistakably recognized as God's voice, but it must also leave the human being the possibility to reject it as long as he resists God's grace. And therefore it will also be contested and doubted. It will be portrayed as his adversary's illusion who approaches people in a garment of light in order to deceive them. But again, it is easily recognizable as God's word to the one who is in intimate contact with God through love. He will be able to believe with conviction and, as a child of God himself, will well recognize the Father's voice. For the divine will be recognized by all those who strive towards the divine themselves and want to shape themselves into what they were from the beginning. And so only the faith of those who are good themselves and strive towards God can be cited as proof of the divine mission. The voice of the heart will tell them who speaks to them, because God reveals himself to every human being through the heart. Yet the heart has to be filled with love again in order to hear these revelations, which therefore recognizes God because he is love himself. And this love prompts him to undeservedly bestow his gift of grace upon people in great adversity and to come to the aid of those who are oppressed by the adversary because they believe in God and seek unity with him. He reveals himself to them and his voice will always be recognized by them as the voice of the Father. Amen.